welcome to this third part of talks about the book Logic of John Dewey. In this third part, Dewey is discussing some broad aspects of what can be understood of logic, different properties of logic, and different views about logic. And this is to some extent interesting, but if we would discuss logic as such, it is a nearly infinite topic. We have more than 2,000, 3,000 or even more years of history with many, many, many views of logic. And to make this view consistent, coherent somehow, is a very, very big task. It makes no sense to discuss about this here. And this is not really the motivation for Dewey talking about logic, because his main interest is the theory of scientific inquiry. So his main point is, what is an inquiry, scientific inquiry, if people are doing this? Here's some first understanding of scientific inquiry, and is describing it not directly, not explicitly in the beginning, but a little bit in the background when he is discussing logic, and he wants to talk about the relevance of logic for such an inquiry. So let's have a look to this intersection of logic and inquiry, because if you are looking to logic as such, logic is it's dealing with certain kinds of symbolic texts which have certain formal structures, and you have some operations how you can change and work with such formal expressions. But modern logic is more or less only this, because modern logic decided in the beginning of the 20th century or in the end of the 19th century to cut off everything what is meaning. The only thing they left from meaning were two things, saying it's true or it's false. So this is the only thing which is left of meaning, and then they have formal structures which are connected, mapped into meaning, into these truth values, and then they are investigating which kind of structures are possible and what is and so. Later they extended this view by formal semantics, etc. But the point is that with logic we are in the realm of purely expressions. And you never know, is it not good, is it bad, is it helpful, is it not helpful. So logic will, if you want to know, is logic helpful, then you must apply logic or map logic into something different. Like in physics, for example, you are using logic for the qualification of true sentences. But this is done in the context of modern philosophy of science, if you do it in the right way. And modern philosophy of science is as such very limited. We have not really a very sophisticated view of reality, of empiricism. And Dewey, in his work, 1938, appeared this book. He has written this before the modern philosophy of science became more elaborated. And he was primarily researcher, a field researcher in psychology, in democracy, in sociology, etc. And so he was primarily catched by the processes where people wanted to get to find answers of questions, find solutions for posed problems. And this without any restriction. Because if I want to find a solution in the real world, in the empirical world, this world is infinite, there's no clear borders, it's an open space, and it's very important that you do not narrow down this space, because searching in the empirical world is not a game for, we can do it, we cannot do it. The research in the empirical world is a battle of survival, because we as people, as humans are belonging to the Homo sapiens life form, and we are part of the big biological phenomenon on this planet Earth, and life always is struggling with survival, because we have bodies, they are real, they need resources, we need living together, and this planet Earth is a real thing, changing all the time. And the question whether we can live on this planet tomorrow still is open. There is no guarantee that we can live tomorrow on this planet under conditions which are good enough for us and for all life. So, living on this planet is something very different to only playing a game with words or with formal expressions. And therefore, the question, what is the nature of an inquiry process about real life, is the primary challenge, and any kind of logic must serve this main goal.